This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
So, let's see. We always bring stuff to the table to talk about, and Colin Kaepernick is still being talked about out there in the United States and elsewhere in the world because of his courage. Because he had the courage to stand up, or rather, stay seated, during the national anthem. And we discussed, I think it was earlier this week, maybe about a week ago, what the actual lyrics of the national anthem hold in the third, I believe, stanza, or the third verse, where it essentially is a pro-slavery song. I mean, it backs up the idea of returning escaped slaves to their masters.
Or killing them.
And killing them. It's some pretty sick stuff. Now, apparently the San Francisco Police Department is upset about this. This, by the way, Colin Kaepernick, for those who don't know, is one of the quarterbacks for the San Francisco 49ers. He remained seated during the national anthem recently and has continued to remain seated during said national anthem.
I certainly wouldn't have known this guy's name unless he had done this act.
No, me neither. And so that's stirred up quite a bit of controversy. It's resulted in the generation of various different memes on the internet that are
both for and against.
Some quite very amusing. And now the San Francisco Police Union, or specifically the Santa Clara Police Union, is mad. They are saying they might just stop working for the San Francisco 49ers. The story coming from NBCBayArea.com, Colin Kaepernick's decision to speak out against racial injustice and police brutality, as well as direct critical words at officers across the nation, has the Santa Clara Police Union saying its officers might stop working at San Francisco 49ers home games. NBC Bay Area obtained a letter penned by union members to the San Francisco 49ers stating that if the organization does not take action against Kaepernick, that, quote, it could result in police officers choosing not to work at your facilities, unquote. The Santa Clara Police Department is the lead police agency at Levi's Stadium. During 49er games, around 70 officers volunteer to work and are paid as security personnel. Well,
volunteer to work.
It's a strange term. Yes, so if you're getting paid, you're technically not volunteering.
Right.
But I think what they mean by that is they've decided to work there. You know, it's not part of their job as a police officer. It's something they're doing in their off time.
So I've seen this take a couple of forms. Sometimes people want to have police in uniform as security, and that's they feel that that's more effective in handling security in a given situation. And I would agree. Other times, they're required by law to have police in uniform as security.
That's right.
And they are disallowed from having private security in those situations. So now I don't know what it's like out there in California, although I haven't heard of too many laws that they don't like in California. So I would suspect that would, it would be the latter rather than the former. Just a guess of mine. So, that's those are my thoughts. Go ahead.
So it's unknown whether more than half of those officers, again, 70 of them typically are paid as security personnel there, will show up at the team's next game on September 12th. Quote, I'm already hearing it this week that next week on Monday Night Football, some officers are not going to work, said Frank Saunders, the president of the Santa Clara Police Officers Association. According to the union, about one-third of the officers who work during 49ers games are from other Bay Area law enforcement departments. If Santa Clara's officers refuse to work, other officers might be hired. But Saunders
or they might refuse to work, too.
But Saunders said that may create a conflict with the city's contract with the police union.
Uh-huh.
Although disheartened and angered by Kaepernick's remarks, Santa Clara Police Department Chief Michael Sellers called for his officers to put the community's safety above potential boycotts in a statement issued Saturday. quote, the safety of our community is the highest priority. I'll urge the POA leadership to put the safety of our citizens first. I'll work with both sides to find a solution. In the meantime, I will ensure we'll continue to provide a safe environment at Levi Stadium. As though you need to have police in order to have safety. Has anyone ever heard of private security? I mean, there are, you know, plenty of private security companies, so I'm sure would love to pick up the contract over there at Levi Stadium.
I don't disagree with you, but I do think people tend to respect the badge a bit more than they do private security. They'll use terms like rent-a-cop, mall-cop, mm-hmm. and things like that to refer to private security, as though, you know, private security doesn't have the right to remove people from premises and to use force to do such a thing. I mean, it's, you know, mall cops will put your arm behind your back and walk you right out of the mall.
Officers are angered by Kaepernick's comments about police brutality and accusations that officers, quote, murder minorities, unquote. They're also frustrated by the San Francisco quarterback's decision to wear socks during practice that depict pigs in police uniform.
Yep, he certainly did that.
According to the association, Saunders said, quote, the 49ers are allowing this to come out from an employee, and it's making for a hostile work environment for us at the stadium.
Now, I remember during, I think it was the 2008, but it might have been the 2012 Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. The police union distributed shirts amongst its members that showed a big burly police officer with a nightstick.
That's right.
And it said, get up early to beat the crowds.
The suggestion was that
they were going to use sticks to pound on the heads of protesters of the Democratic National Convention.
That's right.
Now, that received a certain amount of acclaim, but nobody was fired over it. No one was sanctioned over it. No, we heard nothing of it. Now, there may have been some internal talks about, hey, maybe we shouldn't have T-shirts that talk about beating up the people to pay our paychecks. But, you know, I mean, that's what I see when I see Colin Kaepernick's socks.
Sure.
I see a quarterback who isn't at the peak of his career right now. I'm not calling him washed up or anything like that. He's not at the peak of his career, and I see him getting a lot of attention, more attention than he's ever received before.
Arguably, that's a peak.
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah.
And it's for a cause that he believes in. You know, I mean, like, are you giving him what he wants with this? It would be my question, police officers.
Well, I think the idea that the poor, poor police officers have a hostile work environment now at the stadium, just because of one guy? That really? You're going to blame the supposed hostile work environment? I mean, I don't know what that means exactly. Maybe there's some fans in the stadium who are, you know, yelling at the cops or calling them pigs or something like that. We haven't heard anything about police being attacked at the stadium. So we're just talking
about...
They're
being attacked. There have been attacks around the country.
Okay, but not at the stadium. They're saying there's a hostile work environment at the stadium, and they're blaming it on Colin Kaepernick.
What seems to be hostile is the Twittersphere after Colin Kaepernick. I mean, that's what seems...
You mean people hiding behind their computers?
Yeah, the hostility seems to be focused at Kaepernick, not at police.
Right, but look, I don't deny that there may be some people in this audience of thousands, however many you can fit in the stadium, who might not be so happy with the police. And maybe they feel emboldened because one of the players is sort of leading the charge on this. But to blame this on Colin Kaepernick is pretty ridiculous. You know, it's like they're pointing the blame at somebody else. The problem is with the police. The problem is with the way they treat people and the way they act towards
not
their fellow
the
man.
Police. Some police, right?
Enough damn police to make it a something that people are upset about across the United States.
That much I'll say is that nobody seems to want... Everybody wants responsibility to be taken on one side of the issue. Nobody wants to take responsibility on the other side of the issue. I've seen a lot of videos out there of police beating people, and it's not like other police are grabbing them and stopping them. They're not getting arrested. People will say that there's some bad apples, and I would agree. But in order for you to call them bad apples, we need to treat them like bad apples.
The union letter continues to say that the board of directors at the stadium have a duty to, quote, its board of directors, so this is the union's board of directors, have a duty to protect its members and work to make all of their working environments free of harassing behavior.
Hmm.
Oh, poor police officers. They've been going around crushing people's, you know, with their boots and their skulls and setting people's houses on fire, throwing peaceful people into prison cells for possession of a plant or an open container or something else like that. And they're mad because someone said something they didn't like. Someone wore some socks they didn't like. The poor babies. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up next year in early, or I guess late February, but early in the year, February 25th through the 28th, it's in Acapulco. Mark, you've been to one or two?
One.
One of the Acapulco.
I've been to one.
Okay, so this will be the third annual in Acapulco, which is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. Every year in Acapulco, Mexico, they bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. You and I, Mark, are planning to be there. We'll be doing Free Talk Live from the event, which is going to be a lot of fun. Lots of great liberty-minded folks, including Larkin Rose, Jeffrey Tucker, Adam Kokesh, Roger Veer, of course, Jeff Bertwick, it's his conference, Luke Krudowski, Josie Wales, our very own Derek J. Freeman, Stephanie Murphy, another former Free Talk Live co-host, as well as others, including Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Tone Vase, and more. Christopher David from Arcade City is going to be there as well. And Acapulco.com, February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco. Go to Acapulco.com. Get your early bird tickets locked in now. That's Acapulco.com. As we can go to your calls and thoughts here, you're welcome to share your thoughts on the police. In Santa Clara, the majority of the security force at the stadium at which the San Francisco 49ers play, they're talking about possibly boycotting. They're talking about a walkout of, walking out on the job, basically.
Right. You don't like police services? Well, let's see what life's like without them.
I think life would be totally fine because they could just hire private security to handle whatever the issues are there. In fact, technically, that's how the police are working, is as security agents for the stadium. They're not, you know, on the job as police. They're not getting paid by the taxpayer necessarily. They're getting paid by the stadium when they're there working for the stadium.
I think most police would be able to tell you that the history of policing is actually relatively new. Police were started in the 1850s in London. Somehow, modern society bloomed without police. So they have private policing organizations.
I mean, I just think it's funny. I think that, first of all, Kaepernick is particularly courageous to take the stand that he has against police abuse in this environment where it's not particularly popular. There's people who are on the same team as him. They continue to stand for the national anthem. So you've got that kind of that pressure, that social pressure,
sure,
just right there, just among the team, where you're the one, you're the odd man out. You're the person who's not participating in this thing. Then you've got thousands of people in the stands, many of whom are not happy about the decision that he's made. So that's a lot of social pressure. Now you've got the police who are threatening a boycott of the entire stadium, trying to throw their weight around, saying, hey, if you stadium people, you know, team owners or whoever it is that's in charge over there, if you don't get your boy in line, we're going to walk. And
that's what they're saying.
I mean, this guy is incredibly courageous to be making a stand for what he believes in underneath all of this pressure, whereas the officers, on the other hand, not so courageous. They're whining and crying because they have a so-called hostile work environment here. I mean, really, if you're...
It seems like Colin Kaepernick has a hostile work environment.
Absolutely.
Of his own creation.
Yeah, sure.
I would tend to think that this seems like much more like, hey, he doesn't like us, and we don't like him. Let's get him.
That's what it is.
I think this is an excuse, this hostile work environment thing.
Well, right, because is the hostility just coming from Colin Kaepernick? Because, you know, he's way down there on the field, and I suspect most of the officers probably don't come in contact with him at any point in their evening at the stadium.
Probably not
at all. Unless they're saying that it's coming directly from Colin, I suspect what they're insinuating is that there's some sort of hostile environment in the stands, or maybe they just feel like they need their feelings protected by the team ownership. Regardless, they're threatening to pull out. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jolie, I believe, in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. Hello, Jolie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yes,
hey,
I just wanted to give my opinion in regards to the policemen.
Sure.
There's good and bad of everything, and it just seems like they're being accused. It's kind of biased. I see it biased that they're the bad guys, and I don't see it that way. I'm tired of people putting them down. I stop and I think, what will we do without them? I feel that they're kind of, they're feeling very threatened because of what's going on, how everybody, a lot of people are against them.
And I don't think anybody, including Colin Kaepernick, has said that we don't need police. I think that, you know, a lot of people would just prefer the police focus on, oh, let's say real crimes involving victims like murder or rape or arson, rather than the police going around and busting up, you know, young people for possession of marijuana or other drugs or, you know, other things that don't actually involve a victim, like prostitution or gambling, open container violations, speeding, things like that. I mean, that's why people are scared of the police, is because they hurt peaceful people. You do acknowledge that, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, but there's sometimes reason behind it, okay?
I don't care what the reasons are.
What reasons are we talking about?
And when people are attacking them the way that they're attacking them, you know, over and above, they're adding more fuel to the fire. And I feel that that's one of the things that you're doing. I feel that
what are the reasons that you're talking about?
You are doing right now with them. Well, I mean, I don't hear you say anything positive about the policemen.
When they do something right, I'll praise them.
Look, like we've said, we think we need police. We think we need policing organizations. We need protection from people who commit crimes. But what I think what's important here is to note is that the police have been around all along too, right? Like, so it's, you're saying that it's, you know, one side's bad and stirring up trouble. Well, we're pointing out that at this point, it looks like Colin Kaepernick's the victim, doesn't it?
Oh, no. I don't see him as a victim. I see him kind of like you. You're adding fuel to the fire.
Do you think that the police have a hostile work environment at the stadium at which they would be working? Or do you think most people would agree with them?
I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying that they're being attacked.
Being attacked. When you say attacked, do you mean verbally?
Attacked by like what you're doing with them right now.
So
you know,
verbally attacked.
I'm not hearing you say anything positive about them. I see you on the other side.
Jolie, if the police do something positive, I'll say good things about them. Like every now and then they actually go after a real criminal.
Give me a break. Yeah, right. In other words, what you're saying that every time that they pull out a gun or they beat something, it's because they want to do it. I don't hear you say, oh yeah, those are the bad guys that are, you know, that are, the other
guys. Because you're talking so much you can't hear a word we're saying.
I hear you saying that it's always the policemen that are doing the wrong, and that's wrong coming out of you.
No, that's not what I said.
You are adding fuel to the fire, and that's wrong.
Right. But I will say this, that the police, police in the United States have killed more people last month than they did in Great Britain the 20th century. Do you think that that might be indicative of some systemic problem, systemic use of deadly
force? I think it's because a lot of fuel has been added to the fire.
That's why they're killing people?
I feel for them because, yes, you are one of them that's added fuel to the fire, and that's downright wrong.
Thanks for the call, Jolie. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. See, Mark, if you just be nice to the police, then they wouldn't be shooting everybody everywhere.
Nothing gets changed if you don't bring it up.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I've helped the police solve real crimes
before. You've actually been in police cars and done ride-alongs.
This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. Of course, you can bring up anything you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Now, we are talking about Colin Kaepernick's decision to not stand for the national anthem because of his frustration with the police around the United States. And as you've pointed out, Mark, not every police is an abuser. Not every police officer is, you know, a thug. But there are plenty of supposed good cops who don't do anything about the bad cops. So therefore, I mean, by default, the cops are pretty much, you know, getting away with murder.
Well, because some of them, there certainly is a problem with the use of force, specifically deadly force, in the United States. Now, I'm not saying that's true in every department, and as every police officer will say, each department is different. But
that's true.
Some departments, like Albuquerque, where our last caller called from, are under investigation by the feds for using force too often.
Yeah, Albuquerque police are particularly noteworthy.
Why didn't the feds send a little get well soon card to the Albuquerque Police Department and say, hey, there might be a little problem there. Can you guys check it out?
Because there's some serious issues with them killing people that they probably shouldn't have killed. And there are plenty of departments around the country where police officers are able to get away with murder because, well, they know they're cops and they know the Internal Affairs Bureau isn't really going to look too hard at them because that's just the way it is. It's the brotherhood. It's an us versus them mentality. They believe they are this thin blue line and they got to back each other up. And they do. We see it time and time again where the police, various officers have killed people on the streets, set homes on fire, destroyed personal and private property, and then the department says, yep, everything looks fine here.
We've investigated ourselves and we found that we've done nothing wrong.
Now, look, if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can download Jax over at jaxx.io or your Google or Apple App Store. There's no wallet like it. It holds multiple cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash, and more are supposedly on the way, which I'm looking forward to them expanding the repertoire. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of CryptoKit. He's also a Free Talk Live listener. It's super easy to back up your wallet with Jax, which I highly recommend you do as soon as you get it installed, because you never know when something bad's going to happen to your phone. It flies out the car window or, you know, into the toilet or whatever. If you've got your wallet backed up, next phone you get your same Bitcoin right there.
It's true.
Super easy to use. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. And it's cross-platform, so you can get it for your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, you know, pretty much whatever device you're using. jaxx.io. Back to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Dan, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan.
Huh?
In Georgia. Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I was just calling in. I really like y'all's show.
Thanks.
And I just want to let y'all know y'all are doing a great job. And that I think the biggest problem with police in this nation isn't the police themselves, but the laws. You know, when they made the Constitution, they tried to limit the government. Shouldn't we be doing the same thing with our police officers? They shouldn't be able to take thousands of dollars from an innocent civilian and then pocket the money, and then when they went in court, there's no money left to give back to that civilian who it was taken from.
Are you talking about civil asset forfeiture, or are you just talking about police stealing?
Yeah, civil asset forfeiture is a real problem.
It's a real problem.
Those laws just allow cops to do anything they want to a private citizen. And, you know, we got to love the police. They help to protect us and our rights, but there's a line that has to be drawn between our rights and where the police can infringe upon them.
When are the police protecting? I mean, it's very rare that you see the police protecting people's rights. It seems more to me that they're violating rights more often than protecting them.
I can say that the police have helped me in certain circumstances, absolutely. When I've called them, they've been very useful.
I can tell you that's true in certain circumstances as well, but we're talking about protecting rights here. And it's the police who are the arm of the state. They are the ones that the state. If the legislators pass some sort of law that violates people's rights, it's the police who are the ones that enforce that law.
But
they're the ones who are violating people's rights.
What he said is we're looking for smaller government, and I would agree. And I think everyone would agree that police are the tip of the spear when it comes to domestic legislative policy, right? Like, they're the government's implementation arm.
That's right. And they could choose to not implement some of these bad laws. They have discretion on almost everything. There are certain things in which they don't. But
here in New Hampshire, it's against the law to play games on Sunday.
They have discretion.
But police choose not to enforce that.
Right. They could go down to the Little League game and arrest the coach and the parents.
They could do all that. It's against the law to stuff something into a milk carton after you've drank it, because nothing can go into a milk carton but milk. But for whatever reason, they don't go. You don't see them digging through the trash looking for, you know, these senseless, stupid crimes.
Exactly. Dan, any other thoughts you want to share?
Not really.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Talk
yes, sir.
On here.
That's what we do. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Chance in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Chance. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to let y'all know, I actually work for a couple different training companies that do deal with law enforcement as well as civilian people who do, like, steel carry, what have you. Basically, what we do for some of them is actually put civilians in, basically in police role. And we've had people in the past who think, oh, you know, this is so easy. Why do you have to shoot him? Oh, God, he has a knife. Let's kick it out of his hand. Or, you know, hey, he has no weapon. You know, why did he have to shoot him? And it's really not as easy as what most people realize.
No, I wouldn't imagine it is. I would think it was a very difficult job.
Yeah, and I've never actually met a single police officer out of all of them that I've ever met that have actually said, okay, I feel like I'm going to go out. I really feel like shooting somebody today.
I've never heard anybody do that either.
They wouldn't admit it.
Do you understand the disparity that exists between, I don't know, the police in England, police in Iceland, police in Germany, police in Canada.
There are crimes in those places.
Right. The ethnic breakdown in Canada is extraordinarily similar to the ethnic breakdown in the United States.
Yeah, I've been to Toronto, a very international city.
I don't really understand why there's twice as many, nearly twice as many shootings in the United States as there are in Canada.
Yeah, I can't really give you any stats on
me
other countries.
Either.
I have no clue.
Well, I can tell you this, Chance. We had a caller to the show, listener of the of Free Talk Live, who we met several years ago now, I mean, probably 8 years, who was a police trainer. He actually, that was his profession. He'd done it for many, many years.
He looked legit, too.
And that's what he did. He would train the recruits. And what he told us was that the quality of the recruits had been declining over the years, and that he was really disappointed with the amount of what he called badge heavies, people who wanted to be police just so they could use power over innocent people. And now that doesn't mean that that person ever, you know, those people ever told him, you know, Jeff, I really want to kill somebody
today.
What
I'm looking to do is shoot black people.
But he got the impression from them that that's one of the things that they were interested in doing, was wielding power over peaceful people, knowing they would be able to get away with whatever it is that they did. He saw that happening. He saw the quality of the recruits declining. He said that by the time he decided to quit the world of police training, that about 10 or 15% of any given class of recruits was what he considered to be quality recruits, that the rest were garbage. What are your thoughts
there?
Well,
I mean, I actually do work in the field as well, and, you know, I also happen to see a decline in the quality of people in general, the quality of civilians. You see a lot more people willing to brass just anyone, you know, whether it be police officers or not. I mean, these days we have people constantly trying to shoot or harass police officers for absolutely no reason. They were sitting in a car. For instance, one of the ones in New York, police officer sitting inside of a vehicle eating his lunch. Guy walks up next to him, shoots him in the face. He never did anything about that. But, you know, you're not talking about those people, or you're not even talking about the police officer here in Virginia Beach who this isn't anything that he wanted known. In fact, he had his name wiped off and his face blurred out. Who saw a homeless man who finally got a job that, you know, he, whenever he did get a job, somebody had stolen the guy's bike. Whenever the police officer came to do a report, he goes to the pawn store down the street, and the pawn store actually took the photo and sent it into our local news station, that the police officer bought a new bike for the homeless man just so he could go to work that day.
That's you nice. Know, every now and then you get a nice story about a cop.
It's a great story.
It's unfortunate that what they're doing on the streets, thank you for the call tonight, what they're doing on the streets for the most part is threatening peaceful people, and that makes people not like them.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Our toll-free number 855-450-FREE. If you like Free Talk Live and you would like to help support this show, then you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You go into the right Amazon for you. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Whatever it is you're buying, we'll get a piece of it because we're sending them the business. So please start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about one of the most controversial issues, and I'm glad that, you know, Colin Kaepernick has given people an excuse to bring this matter up, which is police abuse.
I certainly don't agree with Colin Kaepernick on a lot of his political views.
I don't know what his political views are. All I know is he's worn a Che Guevara shirt or something. Or no, it was a Castro.
Yeah, Castro shirt. If you're wearing a Fidel Castro shirt, and it doesn't have a big circle with a slash,
the no symbol, yeah.
Then I've got a real problem with your political stances.
But you don't have to have agreement on every political viewpoint with someone to agree somewhere. And I do agree with him on some of his concerns about police abuse. Now,
I agree with his right to choose not to stand.
I do as well.
I believe that Santa Clara Police Department, not the police department, but the union. Is looking like a bunch of fools saying that they're not going, that they feel like it's a threatening work environment.
Yeah, they are upset that basically over Colin Kaepernick,
Kaepernick is creating a hostile work environment at the stadium. I think that sounds silly. The guys with guns on their hips feel like it's a hostile work environment because one guy has chosen not to stand up, and because of that he was asked, and then he said, well, you know, I don't really like what's going on with police in America. Systemic racism. I don't even know what systemic racism is. Again, I don't necessarily agree with Colin Kaepernick. I just think the police departments look a little silly doing this.
Well, I don't necessarily agree that, you know, it's only minorities who are being murdered by the police. We've seen the police murder people of all different shapes, sizes, colors, backgrounds.
I'd call it homicide. Murder's a legal term, but
okay, whatever. Cops are killing people that they shouldn't necessarily be killing.
One thing is clear is that police aren't held to the same standard that the rest of us who aren't police would be held.
Not even close.
And I would suggest that's because they're the government.
Most of the time, they're let off entirely, and they're found completely justified in whatever violence that they commit. Every now and then, when it's so egregious and so, caught on video, for instance, like the San Francisco BART cop who shot a man in the back while he was handcuffed on the ground and being held down by two other cops, I believe.
Yeah, he was it looked like executed, and he got 13 months in prison.
He claims he went for his taser, and then, oopsie, he accidentally pulled his gun and blasted this dude.
Right, but, if I did my job poorly and it resulted in the death of someone, I probably would get more than 13 months. Just saying.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Look, if the police were out on the streets only going after violent criminals, I think this would not be an issue. If they were just going after murderers and rapists...
You're talking about the drug war, and that has resulted...
I'm not just talking about the drug war. There's a prohibition on prostitution. There's prohibitions on gambling. We've seen police, raiding gambling operations. People playing penny poker or whatever. The Veterans Administration... Not the Veterans Administration, but like the...
Veterans
Group.
Call
themselves. Yeah, Veterans Group. So play poker. The VA...
DAV?
Whatever. Those guys that wear the hats. Those guys.
The fezzes? No, that's...
No, not the fezzes. The military hat things, okay. Like with their ships on them or whatever.
Everybody's got a hat, man.
Yeah.
I think the most interesting story is the optometrist who was handcuffed and shot while on his knees out in front of his office.
Because of a gambling ring.
They were running a gambling operation. What is that? The Final Four thing.
Wasn't it like fantasy sports?
Something like that, where they're picking the people in March Madness or whatever. And now, the claim is he was shot by accident, but, why did the police officer have their...
Have a man at gunpoint. Why do they even have him at gunpoint? Why are you holding...
It's an optometrist's office.
An optometrist at gunpoint over some gambling
now,
here.
Not every police officer in America should be held responsible for the actions of that police officer who accidentally killed that man.
I agree.
That police officer should. And every police officer in America will make excuses. Or many police officers will make excuses.
And I don't support
violence.
I just
don't want excuses.
I don't support violence against the police. And one of our callers earlier brought up some cop that got shot to death randomly in, what was it, Times Square or something? That's horrifying. I don't think violence is going to solve the problem of violence. But to say that there's not a, but to pretend there's not a problem with the police abusing people in this country is absolutely to ignore what reality is. Let's continue here. Mark, you and your family were threatened just for driving around El Paso by armed members called the Border Patrol. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. We got Bob. He's in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi. Well, we had a rancher here that was called by the police to dispatch a bullet been hit in the highway. He came out with his rifle, and the police shot him a dozen times. All right, and they got off. Things gone crazy. The federal agencies, what do they have, thousands of millions of rounds of ammunition?
In some cases,
all sorts of administrative agencies that have
the Department of Education, IRS.
Have no logical reason to be armed. Plus, 22 ammunition went from a buck a box to $8. This is crazy.
What are the feds doing with 22 rounds? For God's sake.
What else? Either that or trying to dry it up from the civilian market, even the
Boy
Scouts. That
has to be what it is. You wouldn't buy 22 rounds to kill people. Those are for varmints and stuff.
Well, whatever else. I think we're missing the big picture, though. I heard on the radio news, two nights ago now, that Putin had warned about the Korean threat. Hey, the submarine firing they had? That submarine could just as easy off our coast put up an EMP missile of the same size and black out most of the country for...
And then no more iPhones.
Well, the good news is North Korea is not as technologically superior as some people might want to have.
They demonstrated it. What gets me is, why would Putin be warning us? Well, why would Merkel in Germany be warning Germans right now to start stockpiling water and food? I mean, there's something crazy going on.
Something's going on. I agree with you. There's weird things being said internationally.
Bob, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Doug. He's in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're listening to WIBC. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to take issue with something you said earlier, basically that police officers should use their discretion in enforcing laws.
Absolutely.
The police officers don't make the laws. Their job is to enforce them. They're doing their job.
Well, that's a real thoughtless thing to do. I mean, to just mindlessly enforce a bunch of stupid laws. That's what you're arguing for?
So if someone comes in and is raping your 12-year-old daughter, they should just use their discretion.
We're not talking about crimes with an actual victim. And what officer would ignore something like that? I'm talking about crimes where there's no victim, dude, like smoking a joint, walking around with an open container, things like that. That's what the cops should ignore, this dumb crap that these state legislatures pass all the time.
Where do you draw the line?
I think that's an interesting question. Why do police officers have discretion? Because they do. You would agree with that, right?
I think they do have discretion.
Yeah, yeah. They do have discretion. So why are they given discretion? That's an interesting sort of philosophical question, because I might be with you. Maybe we should have robotic police cops, like from RoboCop, that enforce exactly the laws. Because if all the laws were enforced precisely as they are written, you'd have a lot of politicians in prison, which would be really interesting, right? You'd have police officers, because I've never seen a police officer pull over a police officer for rolling through a stop sign. Now, that would be really interesting. What would happen if law enforcement officers had tickets written against them?
I would love to see a cop pulled over for speeding. Believe me,
It happened one time.
Okay, but he asked where I draw the line. I'd like to answer that question. I draw the line where violence and property destruction, that's what the police should be enforcing. Everything else they should ignore because there's no victim.
You know, I just think that we take for granted what our police do every day. We go to our jobs and we don't have to worry about someone just walking up to us and shooting us in the face.
That has nothing to do with the police. That has everything to do with the fact that people are armed.
So you don't
there's
think
people
that have a second
I don't know
amendment?
About where you live, Doug, in Indiana, but here in New Hampshire, there's people that are armed, and that's what keeps people safe. It's average people like you and I that are armed in various different places, you know, fast food
absolutely,
restaurants,
absolutely.
At your workplace. That's what keeps
absolutely.
People safe. The police come, they clean up the mess.
We have a lot of legislatures wanting to take that right away from us.
Absolutely. So who do you think's going to enforce that law?
Yeah, who's
going
to enforce
the IRS?
The gun laws.
It won't be the police. It'll be the IRS. It'll be the MDA.
It's the police in New York City.
Thanks for the call,
Doug. It's the police in Chicago.
Toll-free number, Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.